That would be good. Which leads us into a nice segment. We have a gentleman on the phone. His name is Fabio Castellani, and he's the president of Well Done. And Fabio, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Very, very clever intro.
Did it stick?
Yes. Well, yeah. Although we will talk a little bit about the difference between a solvent cement and a glue here.
Now, I got to tell our audience and tell Mike, because I don't think Mike knows this. You're pretty famous in another arena.
Okay, I think I know where you're going to, but I'm not gonna guess.
He's a race car driver.
Oh wow,
a very good one.
Sir.
So not what are they called? Not drag racing, but this is like.
Oh no! Stock car? I don't do drag race. I don't do straight line, and I don't do circle. We do road courses.
Le Mans,
you know,
Formula.
So it's a lots of fun. But I'm telling you. Selling glue is also lots of fun.
We appreciate you coming out. My huge staff, and Mike's laughing. It's me because I'm huge.
Yeah.
That's the only.
Hey, that's my line.
That's your line. So we did a little research on you and did that. And I won't go into it unless you want me to. But he has an illustrious career as a driver, and so we're
well with a name like Fabio. I mean, come on.
Do you have a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or a McLaren?
No, come on. I was born and raised in Italy. You know, what kind of question is that?
Ferrari is
the only way to go.
I think that's right. Anyway, so, you know, last week we were joking around talking about glue and cement and things like that, and I'm using those words
interchangeably at this point because we don't know any better.
Well, the people who go to the stores don't know any better. They walk in and they see a plethora of cans, and they have no idea what to buy. And sometimes they buy the wrong stuff and things. So why don't you tell us a little about Well Done and when they started and what they do, and I'll leave it to you.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, first of all, for giving me the opportunity to talk Well Done with you guys and with your audience, right? It just happens to be one of my favorite subjects, together with racing, of course. In fact, you know, today was funny because I had, you know, people coming into my office all the time. Everybody was trying to coach me, and the coaching was not to tell me what to say. I think I have a pretty good idea of what we do and how it works, all this kind of stuff, but everybody knows that I get really excited talking about Well Done, and I just keep going and going and going.
It's
right?
better so when it's live.
Get to the point, you know, don't talk too much.
No. It's better to be live than to be scripted.
Well, Fabio, you and I have that in common, so we're, you know, we'll help each other out.
Excellent. Then I'm talking to the right people here.
You got it.
Well, the truth is that there is, in fact, and you guys already have touched on a couple of things that seem small, but they're extremely important, like the choices, right? And the choices, I'm not really necessarily referring to choices between this brand or that brand, but, you know, the choices of all the different product line. How do you pick the right one? Which one is the right one? How to use it? There's really, a lot to say about all this. There's a lot to say, frankly, about our company, our products, and our people as well, because at the end of the day, I think that people make a huge difference in any business, you know, in every aspect of life. So a little bit about Well Done. Let's see, we have a small claim to fame that this company is the company that actually invented solvent cement 60 years ago in 1954.
Wow.
So the chemistry was really invented here. It was a little before my time, so I cannot take credit for it. But some very smart people here just created this technology, basically.
I've got to interrupt you for just a second, only because I've got to know if you ever have seen the movie called The Graduate.
Of course.
Okay, great. Because
plastics,
right. Yeah. And when they say plastics, they also don't say it out loud, but it has to do with the solvent welding, right? So, okay,
right,
I just want to make sure,
because
you're from Middle East, I thought, well, I don't know, but...
No. That's and actually, that's kind of like my life, because before joining, Well Done about 10 years ago, the rest of my career has always been in plastic pipe valves and fitting, which I think it's one of our strengths, because I'm not the only one. We have a few people here in the company that are really pipe and fitting people, and so it really helped us not just develop. I mean, we have incredible our brain trust, right? We have incredible chemists, but if that was all you you got, and then certain companies, in fact, are staffed that way, I think they lack the understanding of how then the product works with the pipe and fitting. And, you know, and then that's what we're here for. We're here for not just, you know, the glue or the solvent cement are not the end of the process. They're the beginning of the process, right? And they really need to work in unison in different conditions, cold, weather, wet, hot, you know, and these are all the things that go into the different products, right, and the different choices.
I mean, Mike,
but to finish, I'm sorry.
No,
yes,
I was
yes,
going to say, Mike asked me the other day, you know, I told him that we're going to have you on the show, and he says, so tell me how that fits with water. And I go, well, it's really simple. A lot of people today want to fix their own irrigation pipes, and they get breaks and things, and they don't necessarily always want to go out and hire a contractor for whatever reason. So they go to the store, and they say, okay, I need this, this, and this, and they keep coming back and forth because they keep forgetting stuff at the store, and they don't know what they're doing.
Sure.
And they come in, and they try to do something, and they do it sloppily. They don't understand the proper technique or how to apply it or what to, you know, whether you twist it or whatever, and then it leaks.
Yeah, or the fitting blows off. I've been on jobs myself where it's like, why are we getting this bubbling spring out of the sod? And, you know, you dig around and you see that an elbow has just popped off the PVC pipe. And you can see
it didn't cure, right? Yeah.
And, you know, and you go, oh, my gosh, you know, well, so I think it's important because as kind of a consumer of the product without knowing all the ins and outs of it, it's like, well, great. So how do I prevent that? You know, how do I make sure that I pick the right product and that I use it correctly? Otherwise, I can get the best
exactly.
product, right? And if I don't use it correctly, I'm going to have problems.
Yeah, and let me give you a little perspective that you probably, I think, intuitively, everybody understand that. But I think this is a pretty good example. If you look at the bill of material of buying, you know, pipe fittings, maybe a valve here and there, and solvent cement, right? The cost of the incident of the solvent cement and the primer, it's less than 1%. Right, so people always tend to overlook, and this is sometimes is also difficult in different industry, maybe like, you know, in industrial application, whatever, to really get an engineer's or an architect attention, right, to that, because it's such a small dollar value. However, that 1%, it's what holds together the remaining 99%. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't select the right one, and if you don't do it right, as you guys are pointing out, you're just throwing away 99% of your money, not just the 1%.
Well,
right?
and I think it's super critical, especially in California with the water situation. And Rob and I have been on projects, HOAs. We've been at cityscapes. We've been at residential.
Sure.
And it amazes me how many times there is a situation with the fittings and the pipe that has been wasting water for who knows how many weeks, because we all irrigate at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, and you know we're not out there watching and looking. Where
You're
are
not
the
there, right? Yeah, exactly.
And you guys,
absolutely. The waste is incredible, right? So and then you know the thing is that. The beauty, first of all, this technology, it's been around for 60 years, and the reliability of a properly performed joint with a good quality product is amazing. It's incredible, just absolutely outstanding. Okay, the two-edged sword of this you know product and application system, it's that it's simple. It in fact it is easy and it is simple, and that's the good news. The bad news is because it is easy and it is simple, people tend to overlook the importance of doing it right. Right, and oftentimes they don't even know. I'm not going to name names here, but I've been with large contractor where you know they say, "Hey, I use your product, fantastic. You know, we prime or we pre-prime the fitting on Saturday or whatever or on Monday, so they're ready to go the next day." And that's insane.
Yeah.
Because one of the first thing is that the primer, which is essential, particularly if you are in wet condition, if you are in cold condition, a little bit colder condition, right? The primer needs to still be wet on the pipe and fitting when you apply the cement. So when you pre-prime, and I'm using air quote here, right, you're doing me a huge favor because it means you're going to have to buy twice as much primer, but you're not doing yourself a favor, right? Yeah, it's really So technique is essential. I think that the two things, you know, that are, you know, that I can convey to your audience that I think, you know, are fundamental here is pick the right products. You guys already touched upon that. And, you know, what is quality, right? So, because, you know, right now, again, well done over the history of our company. We were instrumental in actually working with the different, you know, standards, ASTM. Sometimes I go around telling people when you see a competitor's label that said meets ASTM D2564, it should really say it meets whatever well done says that it should meet, right? But anyway, This is my personal angle on that. But the fact is, number one, the standard is a minimum. And our product, you know, exceed the standard. I'm not saying we're the only one, but, you know, the standard is not the end all of everything. And you know, secondly, you know, you got under, you know, part of the standard, as a matter of fact, is also the application method, right? So you need to, you know, what is quality, particularly in a product like this? In our case, quality is, you know, the choices of raw materials. This is a solvent-based product. None of the solvents are dumped in our tanks here until somebody from QC comes out and makes sure that meet our quality, right? Mm-hmm. The quality is the fact that you're, you know, being able to repeat the same, you know, the same level of performance can after can after can after can. Weldon has some of the most advanced automation in the world, frankly, when it comes to solvent cement manufacturing, right? So when you buy, you know, a well-done product, you know, whether it's the first product you bought or the 1,000, you know, can that you bought, you open that can and you know that you're going to get exactly the same level of performance that you got, you know, on the very first can, right? So quality goes way beyond meeting a standard. And then the other thing is the understanding, you know, being trained a little bit. It's not a difficult training. It's not nuclear physics, right? But there is, you know, there are some requirements here that needs to be met. So the other thing that I think distinguish our company, frankly, compared to anybody else, you know, in the world, realistically, you know, I'm always referring to solvent cement here, of course, is the fact that we've been doing training for contractors for 6 years. We have trained over 100,000 installers, and we do this, you know, religiously. We have a technical hotline. We have mobile apps that you can get to, and in a minute I'll give you some reference for your audience so that they can find out how to do all that. Our training is for free. It's free. I mean, one of our philosophy is that, you know, it doesn't matter if it's my product or another product. And you guys kind of mentioned before, if something goes wrong, whatever it is that goes wrong, whether it's the cement, the pipe, the fitting, or maybe the installation, right, everybody gets painted with the same brush. Mm-hmm. So we feel that if we help to elevate the level of success of this system, right, we are helping ourselves. Okay, maybe we're helping some of our competitors. Have at it. That's not an issue, right? We really are helping everybody. We're helping the installer. We're helping, you know, the industry. We're helping, you know, the end user. And certainly, and you guys pointed it out, we're helping the environment at this point, yep, because water, you know, water conservation is a big thing.
Well,
right?
let me ask you this.
Yep.
What I find is if I can help a contractor or a maintenance person at a city solve a problem that they have, an irrigation problem, that is going to make them more likely to want to come back to Toro than if I just try to sell them my product. So, you know, I always have that philosophy of, you know, help the customer solve their problem first, and then you'll get a reciprocal opportunity at some point to show them what you have. Do you find by being open to getting questions from those professionals that might not be using your product that some of that happens, that they tend to raise their opinion, their perception of the value of doing business with Weldon?
Mike, I think you're my lost brother, because before becoming president of Weldon for 7 years, I was the VP of international sales, right? Uh-huh. And I tell my salespeople, even today in my current position, I tell my salespeople pretty much exactly what you just said, right? You're not going there to sell your product. First of all, understand what their reality is, your customer, the end user's reality is, what their problems are. Learn that, right? Yeah, learn that as much as you learn about your product. And then present to them things that help them in their everyday. And, and of course, that it goes, twice as much for answering question. I think that is the greatest sales tool that you can possibly have.
Yep,
help solve problem for the end user of your product. You do that, you will be remembered, forever. Absolutely. Yep. There's no question about that. I have actually taken account from competitors simply because of the opposite, because the competitor didn't do that.
Yep.
It didn't help. It was about the sale. I made the sale, and that's it. And it ends right there. And the reality is the greatest value.
Are you presently part of the irrigation industry
in this circle, right? From the manufacturer to the distributor to the installer, the contractor, everybody, the end user. The greatest value is making sure that everything works, and everything works to expectation and works well.
Absolutely. Fabio, I wanted to say I've got a couple of neat questions that I want to ask you as a consumer, but we're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back. Can you hold on?
Absolutely.
Okay. You're listening to The Water's Out on
KCAA, 1050 AM. Hey, that's late for you. You're always an early riser.
Are you presently part of the irrigation industry as a worker or business owner? Do you want to learn how you and your staff can boost your knowledge and productivity? Then you should check out Irrigator Technical Training School. Irrigator Tech is the leading source of quality instruction serving all facets of the irrigation industry. Their courses provide a basic, easy-to-understand approach that raises the skill level, competency, and professionalism of landscape and irrigation personnel through practical education and services. Irrigator Tech combines classroom and real-life hands-on training, leading to a well-recognized certification that both customers and employers demand. Irrigator Tech's specialized courses can help you quickly become a certified irrigation auditor or a certified installer, repair, maintenance, or backflow technician. Courses also include certificates in smart water application or becoming a certified tree worker. Most importantly, all certifications are state recognized, and Irrigator Tech offers annual renewal classes to help keep your certification up to date. So whether you work in California, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, or Arizona, there's an Irrigator Tech class near you. For more information on how to jumpstart your career, call Irrigator Tech toll-free 866-614-1755 or visit them on the web at irrigatortech.com. That's toll-free 866-614-1755 and on the web at irrigatortech.com.
Are you looking for the right place to purchase your landscaping items? Well, come see us at Hydroscape. Hydroscape offers a large selection of irrigation products, including Irritrol and Toro, such as their efficient precision nozzles. For 40 years, Hydroscape has been family-owned and operated, serving Southern California. With 17 locations, our knowledgeable and experienced staff is equipped to help you with all your irrigation, landscape, and outdoor living projects. Whether you're installing irrigation systems, wanting to maintain a healthy landscape, or simply create a beautiful lit space for outdoor entertaining, Hydroscape is the place to go. Visit our website at hydroscape.com for more information and find helpful articles on our blog. Or call our customer service center at 1-800-395-4477.
back to the Water Zone with Mike and Rob on KCAA 1050 AM at 106.5 FM. I'm sorry, people. I've been up really early and had to drive from Orange County to San Diego. I'm exhausted right now. But anyway, we're back with...
Betty looks marvelous.
I'm back here with Fabio Castellani. He's our guest. He's the president of Weldon. And just to let the audience know, all of your product line is universally low VOCs, which is really good for the environment.
And VOC, I think, has to do with volatility or...
VOC is volatile organic compound.
Okay.
Right? And again, it's part, you know, in layman's term, it's a greener product, right? It's more user friendly, and then also for the environment. That's the thing that we pioneer. There's a group in California. It's SCAQMD, Southern Coastal Air Quality Management District, and Weldon almost 20 years ago worked with them on reducing VOC in solvent cement. We were the first one with it, and we also were the first company to change our entire product line to low VOC, whether we sold in California or anywhere else in the world. And we did that voluntarily, right? Because it was the right thing to do.
Everybody should know, you don't make just one thing. You make PVC cements, specialty cements, CPVC cements, ABS cements, irrigation cements. You do industrial, electrical, plumbing cements, even pool and spa cements. And then you make a whole host of primers and cleaners. And you have some pretty neat things, sealing compounds, lubricants, and cutting oils. But you also have something that's pretty interesting. It's a special dauber.
Ah.
You want to tell our folks about that?
Yeah.
And how to store this stuff, because people just throw it in their toolbox or lay it around, and that's not the right thing to do. So.
Actually, you know, the dauber, first of all, the dauber, you know, the way that things are done here in North America, you know, we feel, and we, you know, we were certainly a pioneer in this, and everybody caught up with that, and it's a good thing, right, because it helps with installation. For example, the European, they use a brush to apply solvent cement. And that is really, you know, when at the very beginning we start talking about glue, and I made a little bit of a joke, you know, the difference between glue and solvent cement. But the fact is, understanding the difference is huge, right? Because the way a glue works is when you use super glue, you know, to use that as an example, right? If you're putting two pieces together, let's say part A and part B, the glue needs to be in between the two. If you squeeze all the glue out of it, you have nothing, right? So a glue is really a bridge. Whereas a solvent cement, it's a fusion. If you're welding stuff, if you're welding metal, right, you're melting the material, and then you generate some pressure to squeeze, you know, to squash one against the other so that the material from part A kind of flows into part B. That's what we do with solvent cement. We don't do it with heat. We do it with chemical, but the concept is exactly the same, right? You soften the material of the pipe, you soften the material of the fitting, and then the interference fit between the pipe and the fitting, because of the way that the socket of the fitting is designed, will push the pipe into the fitting, if you will, right? So the applicator, it's essential, because what that tells you, you know, when we do our classes, one of the things that we tell, you know, our student or an installer all the time is, guys, you're not painting, right? You're not applying a coat. What you're trying to do, whether it's with the primer or with the cement itself, you're actually trying to work that into the wall of the pipe, into the wall of the fitting, right? Because you need to soften, you need to actually dissolve and soften a certain depth of pipe and fitting. So it requires some elbow grease. And so the super dauber, which is our new dauber that you were referring to, it's really a very ergonomically friendly product. And we actually have another one we're launching shortly for smaller diameter, right? So the two things that are essential in an applicator, and you know, our dauber, number one is the size. Because one of the things that we want to do with solvent cement, we want to make sure that we don't put too little, but we also want to make sure that we don't put too much. Let me give you a visual example, which is very clear to understand. Let's say that you're doing a 10-inch pipe, and you're using a dauber, which is, you know, half inch in diameter. Do you think that's going to work very well?
Nah.
Not really, right? The reverse is also true. Let's do, you're doing half inch pipe, and you're using a dauber, which is 2 inch in diameter. We're just going to put so much product in that joint that eventually is gonna puddle. It's never gonna cure. You know, Mike, told us about some experiences he had where the pipe was popping out of the fitting.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know why? Because that it never cured. There was way too much solvent, too much cement in there. Right? So choosing the right size applicator is essential. The super dauber is for large diameter. So let's say, you know, I would start using around 2, 2.5 inch, 3 inch and above. And the key, one of the key features of this product is because, you know, the dauber, you know, gets really clogged with all the cement. So this is the two pieces. The handle stays with you, you know, forever. And the actual dauber itself, it's something that you can discard and put a new one, right? Cause like a cartridge, if you will. So again, you know, the choosing the right applicator is absolutely essential to the success of your joint.
Is the material of the dauber itself, is that a critical selection? In other words, whether it's polyester or cotton, or, you know, I don't know if they're all standard at some material.
Yeah, and that you kind of answered your own question, Mike. It is critical, absolutely. The fact of the matter, pretty much everybody at this point is using the same material. So the daubers out there, frankly, are all good, you know, fairly good quality. There are some differences, you know, in how dense the dauber is. If the dauber is not dense enough, it will tend to absorb too much of the cement. So what happens, instead of, you know, them being able to deposit the cement and working into the pipe and the fitting, it kind of stays in the dauber itself. So yeah, there are some quality differences, there's no question about it. But as far as the choice of the material for the dauber itself, I would say, you know, in North America, it's pretty much all good stuff.
Now, as a consumer, not being an irrigation professional, but just as a consumer, you know, sometimes I can buy a solvent cement with a cap that has a dauber on it, or if I get a bigger can, then I buy the dauber separately. But is there a recommendation from you as the manufacturer as to which way you should go?
And the recommendation is very simple: know what you're doing, because, you know, we're the one actually that started this whole process, right? So we put daubers in our smaller cans up to a quart,
okay.
And we don't in a gallon can. So if you're doing a large job, obviously you're, you know, from an economy standpoint or financial standpoint, you're much better off getting the bigger gallon can, right? That will require a separate dauber. Now, the thing to pay attention to is in the smaller sizes, because so what we put in a quart size, the size of the dauber that we put in a quart size is obviously different from the size of the dauber that we put in a quarter pint, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a guess on our part. Because the fact of the matter, you could be using the quart size to do much smaller pipe. You can certainly use it, you know, because you can reseal the can, and the cement is still going to be good for a very, very long time, right? So you have to be savvy enough as a consumer to understand, you know, just because this dauber came in this can, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right size dauber for the application. Fortunately, we came to the rescue of the consumer, both in our literature that it can be found on our website and in the mobile app that I was referring to before, because we actually have a chart that shows you what size dauber you should use for the size pipe and fitting that you're doing, which may or may not be what came with the can.
Right.
You know, so, you know, more often than not, if you're buying a quart can, the dauber that we put inside of the size of the dauber we put inside the quart can is what would be used, because, you know, 70% of the time, those are the size, you know, the pipe sizes that are used, or that a quart can is used with, right? But what about the remaining 30% of the time? So you should be, you know, you should take, you know, some time to make sure that the dauber that you get with the can is, in fact, the right dauber. And again, there's all kinds of information available from Welldawn that tells you exactly that. We actually have information that tells you how much cement and how much primer will be used on a job depending on what the pipe size is, right? Uh-huh. So you can kind of like, you know, budget, right, your job. And then, and when you go to the store to buy the cement, you know exactly how much cement you need to buy. So you make sure that, you know, you're not in the halfway through the job and all of a sudden you have to make another trip to the store, or you finish your job and you got a lot of leftover that you didn't need.
Yeah. Well, on the little cans, I've heard different stories on how you should store it when you, after you use it. Do you stand it up, upright? Do you flip it upside down?
Or do you put it on its side?
Yeah.
Is that
a wife's tale that somebody trying to trick me?
No. I'm sure the stories are out there, but they are, you know, it's like chicken soup is the cure for
yeah, but it
for
is
everything,
you know,
right?
It is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I just learned something.
Only if you chase it with some whiskey, but.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and it gets better, right? With every
that's right. With every dose.
No, here's the thing. Again, it's understanding the product. Solvent cement really actually spells it out, right? So solvent cement is a combination of two things. They're liquid and they're solids, right? The solvents are your liquids and they're your heat. And just like your heat in a weld or in a fusion, whatever, it will eventually dissipate. It needs to get out. It goes out, right? And actually, just that brings me to another thing. For example, people don't understand it. If you don't wipe the bead outside of the mouth of the fitting after you're done, the cure time goes from what could have been, you know, depending on the size and the temperature, whatever, but what could have been like, you know, a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes, to a week.
Oh my
right?
gosh.
Because you're not allowing, you're plugging that joint, and you're not allowing the solvent to evaporate. And what cures that joint is, again, the solvent getting out, right? But, you know, as far as the solids, this, what are the solids? The solids, for the most part, are resin. So if you're buying a PVC cement, right, and Rob, you know, you mentioned that we have PVC, CPVC, ABS, multi-fair, but, you know, let's stick with PVC, which is the most common material. Right. If you buy a PVC cement dissolved into that can, whether it's a quarter pint or a gallon, makes no difference, dissolved into that, there is actually PVC resin. Because remember what I said before, you know, the solvent will actually dissolve some material. Now, we need to put it back. And on top of that, if you look at the socket, an ASTM or what's called an IPS, you know, iron pipe size socket, it's tapered. What that means is the bottom of the socket is narrower than the top, right? And at the top, the pipe will have a gap. There will be a gap between the pipe OD and the fitting ID. At the bottom, you have interference. So we need to fill this gap. And what do we need to fill the gap with? We want to fill the gap with the same material that the pipe and fittings are made out, right? So that's why you have dissolved PVC. Mm-hmm. So in terms of storing, you know, let's say a half-empty can of cement, whether it's a quarter pint or a half pint or a quart, it really doesn't matter. If you store it for a long time, the solids will tend to deposit at the bottom. Or if you store it on the side, it will tend to deposit on the side, right? The point is really not how you store the can other than making sure that the cap is tight, right? The point is that whenever you open a can of cement, whether it's brand new or used, you stir it or shake it, right? You want to make sure that, again, that those solids are, again, mixed properly before you use it. And that's really the main thing. It's not how you store it. It's, you know, make sure that you either stir it, you know, vigorously or shake it, you know, make sure that you remix the solid in, you know, with the salt. So
I thought you were going to tell me that you should just always stir it and never shake it. You know, kind of.
I
can do the James Bond thing
with an olive.
Yeah, with an olive.
Well, how can our audience find about your stuff more quickly on the internet, for example?
Absolutely. So our website is www.welldawn, WELDON, all one word, .com.
Okay.
And all our technical information is on our website. We actually have how-to videos, right, for small diameter and for large diameter. We have white papers. We talk about solvent welding in hot weather. We talk about solvent welding in cold weather. We also, they can download the app that I mentioned before, and all they have to do is type "weld on" in either the Apple App Stores or Google Play. So depending whether you have an Apple phone or an iPhone or an Android, it's available in both. And of course, last but by no means not least, they can certainly call our tech hotline at 877-477-8327. And then they can speak to somebody live. One of our, you know, tech guys is going to be on it. And, you know, really, really knowledgeable people. And then, again, if I can say, to me, the most important thing is what I said before. If we can help make sure that the application is successful, we're happy. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think that what really mattered the most for the industry and for everybody, and then, like you said, Mike, I mean, it's a good sales tool. You know, yeah. Making people happy, it's a good thing. And, you know, and getting successful jobs and successful use and repetitive successful use is a big thing. And, you know, it pays off for us. It pays off big time.
Well, we appreciate, Fabio, you taking the time to come on the show. It was very interesting. And like you said, if people really want to know more, go to your website. You've got a great selection guide on there for people who don't understand what they're doing, and this will help them out, plus the videos. So appreciate you coming on, and we enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm going to be doing some sprinkler work over the weekend, so I'm going to go on your site at weldon.com and check things out.
And then you come to my house and finish it up.
So I just want to the whole idea about cleaning off the bead, you know, I didn't know that. So
there's so many little tricks, it's not even funny. Check it out, look at the video, it will tell you everything. And again, it really is simple as long as you do it right.
Hey, Fabio, you know what time it is?
No, I don't know.
It's time for the DIY guy who I know you know, Richard Daigle.
Excellent.
Well, thank you so much, Fabio.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Good. Look forward to meeting you sometime in person at one of the trade shows, maybe.
Richard, are you there?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm here.
Do you say hi to your friend?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, he was just there a minute ago, but Mr.
Hi, guys.
I can just tell you that it was very, very interesting, and we learned a lot. And
he's going out to his Ferrari now.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I was listening to him. I mean, he knows a lot about the solvent cement business.
Yep.
And, you know, I just kind of wanted to confirm, I know we're short of time, but that we are doing an ASME B31-3, that is the code for doing a glued fitting. And we're doing a class here in Arizona, that's where I'm at, and we've got about 14 guys being certified, and we're going to be using the methods that Weldon taught us and the standards of the ASMT. So I just thought I'd let you guys all know that. We cut the pipe today. We ringed the pipe and beveled it and did everything what they need to do. They'll be gluing the pipe, and then we send it to the ASME standard company. They'll go ahead and test it for 2 weeks. If everything goes, everybody in the class gets a certification, and then they get a stamp. So every time they put a glued fitting on, they stamp it. And this is up to the Plumbers Union, Waterworks Union. And what we're trying to do is bring the irrigation into that, showing that, hey, you stamp it, you show that you did the proper fitting, and you did it the proper way, and you understand exactly what needs to be done using the right glue in a safe environment.
Yeah, just remind everybody not to pre-prime their fittings, you know, the day before. I guess that was an interesting story that Fabio shared with one of his contractor customers, and of course it got them straightened out, but it's interesting.
So now all your students are stuck.
It's pretty amazing about having somebody on, and you really don't, you know, go so deep in the glue a lot of times, but then it's just such a part and really important part of a job and how fittings should be put together, and the plumbers and the plumbers union And the waterworks people have always understood that because they're using very large pieces of pipe and they're doing a lot of different things in the field. So I really think the irrigation industry should be looking at it in the same manner when they're putting in their fittings, taking care of it, wiping everything off and taking their time and installing everything properly.
Well, so all your students stuck on you now?
Yeah. And then we now have it. If they go to our website, irrigatortest.com, right now we're doing a Facebook live at, in my hotel room, and we're being
whoa. Hey, this is a you know, it's rated PG.
It's a family-oriented show.
It's a family-oriented show, but go ahead.
It's videotaping me talking to you two guys. So
okay.
And know that you know, and know what we're talking about and come and see our show and listen to it. And definitely everybody, you know, that's new to listen to the show that we've invited in Arizona and other states, you know, call in. And ask questions on any subject as you're listening to it. If you hear a good subject that you want to ask questions, just call into the radio station and say, hey, I have a question. Mike and Rob will take care of that definitely for you. That's why the show is there.
And if you stump us, you get a $100 gift card. So we're doing that. So everybody have a good weekend. Fabio, thank you very much. Have a good time in Mesa, Arizona, Richard. And we'll see you all next week. Thanks for joining the Water Zone.
Thank you, Southern California.
And the rest of the world.